Welcome to the fifth recording on Maseches Tamid. We are at the bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Again, these are just meant to be straight reads of the Gemara to help people make a siyum in isolation. So the discussion today is going to focus on first the issue of tochacha, instructing others when they're doing something that is wrong, and then we'll continue to talk about the contest to decide who would clean the mizbeach in the morning. So Tanan Hasam, Mishnah says, Ish harabayis haymasa kol mishmar u'mishmar, that during the guard shift, during the night, you would have a designee whose job was to go around the different sites on harabayis where the Kohanim and Levim were supposed to be guarding. Vavukos dolkos lefanav, and there were torches burning before him. So the torches obviously provide light, but they have a secondary use. V'chol mishmar sheinu omeid, if the shift would not show up, if the guard who was supposed to be on that spot would not stand, and to greet the guard, then it was obvious that this person was sleeping. And he would hit him, and this person who was doing the inspection actually had permission to burn his clothing. Presumably that's the other use of those torches. When that happened, they would say, well, what's that noise in the Azara? It is the sound of a Levite who is being whipped and who is being struck and having his clothing burned. Shiyashin lo ala mishmar, because he was sleeping during his shift. We're now on the fourth line on Chav Ches Amud Aleph on 28a. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Pam achas matzu es achi imi yashen v'sarfu es ksusar. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, don't think this is just somebody's story that they're telling you about how things were done in the old days. He says, it happened to my uncle. Once happened that my mother's brother, who is now immortalized in Tamid Chav Ches, they found him sleeping and they burned his clothing. Now we move from that to talk more broadly about instruction, instructing others, and the value of a community that makes sure that nobody is sinning. Amar Rechibar Abba said, Kimati Rabbi Yochanan Bahamas Nisa, when Rabbi Yochanan would reach that lesson, Amar Hachi, he said the following, Ashreyem L'Rishonim. Those Rishonim, the early ones, were wonderful. Sha'afilu al-ones shena osindin. Even for sleeping, which is something that compels a person, you get gripped by sleep and you can't break out of it, and yet, osindin, they would actually punish a person who did that. Shalo al-ones shena alachas kamavakama. How much more so must they have been careful regarding other problems, other flaws, flaws which someone could actually do something about. And then we get a lesson which seems to be praising the act of giving mussar, praising the act of tochacha for others and encouraging others to engage in it, encouraging people to engage in it. The Rush disagrees, but I think that's the general flow of the Gemara. I'm not really clear on how the Rush reads it. Tanya, Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, Ezo hi derech yeshara sheyavar lo ha'adam. Rebbe says, what is a straight path that a person should select? He should love tochacha, he should love education, rebuke, scolding. And again, the general flow of the Gemara we're going to see is he should love engaging in it. He should pursue engaging in this. Some people don't need so much encouragement for this. As long as people are, in fact, instructing others, there is pleasantness in the world. Tova ubracha ba'in la'olam. You get goodness, you get blessing. V'ra mistalakis minolam, and he believes the world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, pasuk in Mishlei, v'lamachlichim yinam va'aleim tavo birchas tov. That things will be na'im, things will be pleasant for the one who is mochia, for the one who rebukes or instructs others, and they will receive blessing, they will receive goodness. So those who offer this to others, it will be pleasant for them, and then some say that, well, the path one should choose is, yachzik b'emunah yaseira, he should seize extra emunah, extra faith in Hashem, shenemar, and it's a completely different pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Aleph.
sorry. It's a pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Aleph. Einai b'nei emanei b'nei emnei eretz. My eyes are on those who are faithful in the land. L'sheves imadi, to dwell with me.
So Hashem says, those are the ones who are select, those who have this ne'emanus,
using it to mean emunah, using it to mean faith. And the pasuk continues, halech b'derech tamim, hu yishar seini, the one who walks in a complete path, he is the one who will serve me.
So you should want to be close with Hashem. Commentators note that Rebbe in Pirkei Avos, in the beginning of the second parak, asks what path should, not the beginning, in the second parak, asks what path should a person choose, and he says there it should be a path that is glorious for him, brings splendor for him, and splendor from others. So the idea here is, and if you look in the Maharsha, you'll see more about this, that taking the path of Tochacha will lead him to be appreciated by others. It's a good path for one to choose. And continuing in that vein, in the Gemara, Amar Bishmo Bar Nachmeni, Amar Bionison, Kol Amochiach Es Chaveru L'Shem Shemayim Zocha L'Chalko Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you instruct others for the sake of heaven, you will earn the portion of Hashem. Shneamar, and we get a pasuk in Mishlei Chavches. Mochiach Adam Acharai is the first part of the pasuk. The way we are reading the pasuk right now is not quite the way that the Trump would read it, but one who rebukes a person, one who instructs a person, acharai, shall follow me, will be after me, will be with me, the me being Hashem, so he merits to be with Hashem. And not only that, but he will have extended to him the chut shel chesed. People are going to like him. Like with Esther, the Gemara in Megillah says that even though she was not directly attractive, nonetheless Hashem makes her attractive. So too here, the person who instructs others, Hashem will take care and make sure that the person will remain popular. Shenamar, as the pasuk says, it's the end of that the pasuk that we began there. Cheni imtzami machlik lashon, he will find more favor than a person who flatters others. So if you look at this pasuk in Mishlei in context, and you look at the commentators there, Rashi, the Ibn Ezra there, say what it's saying is that don't be afraid to instruct others, because in the end they will appreciate you more than they'll appreciate a flatterer. Here, what the Gemara is doing is, by splitting up the pasuk Mochiach Adam Acharai, it's saying that the person who scolds others, the person who instructs others, will receive favor from Hashem. He will be Acharai, he will be with me. That's the way that the Gemara is reading it. If you look in a Mishlei, you will find that the way that the pasuk is broken up is Mochiach Adam Acharai Chen Yimtza Mimachalik Lashon. That's the way that it works. The Esnach does on the word Yimtza. But in any case, the message that we're getting here is, if you will instruct others, if you will be Mochiach others, they will love you for it. Hashem will take care of that, and you get to be with Hashem. And that is connected back to the way that they would instruct the guards, making sure that they stayed awake. There are, of course, other sugyos, especially in Yevamos, regarding tochacha for others. I would suggest taking all of those sugyos together before venturing out to be a mochiach. Okay. We then refer back to our Mishnah, and specifically the end of our Mishnah, back on Chavav Med Aleph, which said that the person who wanted to clean the ashes off of the Mizbeach would rise early and go to mikvah before the designee would show up to take him to do the job. And we asked, when did that happen? And it was somewhere around sunrise. And we said, he came and he knocked on the doors, knocked on the gates, they opened up for him, and he would say, whoever has immersed should come and engage in the lottery to see who will actually be the Torim, who is going to clean the ashes off of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara is bothered by the fact that our Mishnah first said, whoever wants to do it goes to Mikvah, and then it says, there's a lottery. So the Gemara asks, we are now, if you see where the lines get wide on Chav Ches Amid Aleph on 28a, and you go up six lines, Ha Gufa Kasha, this is self-contradictory. Amrid Mishu Rotzal Lisrom Ez Mizbeach Mashkin B'tova Lashlei Yav Amamuna. You say that whoever wants to clean off the Mizbeach gets up early and goes to mikvah before the designee shows up. Amalah b'fayis talyamilsa. So it's not about the lottery. V'hadar tani yavo v'yifayis. But then it says he should come and engage in the lottery. Amalah b'fayis talyamilsa. So it is about the lottery. Which is it? Is it a lottery or not? So we get two answers in the Gemara. Honestly, the answer that I think most people come to is Rava's answer, but first we see Abaye's answer. Abaye says they were describing two different points in history. Amar Abaye lo kasha. Abaye says, that's not a problem. Kan kodem takana, kama achar takana. One is describing what things were like first, and the other is describing what happened later on. What do you mean? Tisnan, it's a Mishnah in Yuma, Yuma Chav Bezim et Aleph. Barishona komisha rotza lisram is hamizbeach torim. Originally, the way things were done was whoever wanted to clean off the Mizbeach went and did it. Bizman Shein Merubin, and if you had many people, then you had a race. Ratzin Va'olin Bekevesh, they would race up the ramp of the Mizbeach. Kola Kodemes Chaviro Besoch Arba Amos Zaha. Whoever got into the top four Amos on the Mizbeach first, he got it. The Gemara in Yuma Chaf Beis discusses which four Amos it is. It's the top four Amos of the ramp. So if you got there first, you got the job. But what if you're not first? What if it's a tie? What if there were two who reached the top at the same time? Hamamuna Omer Lehem Hatzbiu. Then the designee would say to them, and you see in the Gemara in Yuma, it doesn't mean just to those two, but rather to all the Kohanim who had competed, he would say to all of them, Hatzbiu, that you put out your fingers. Umahin Motzian, and what did they produce? Achaz Shtayim, each Kohen would produce one or two fingers. Ve'en Motzi and Godel B'Mikdash, you were not allowed to produce the thumb. All of this is discussed
in that Gemara in Yuma Chav Beis about how exactly they did this lottery and doing it with the fingers, and there they discuss the issue of counting people, and that gets into a discussion about Shaul. But the bottom line is that you did a lottery in which you counted up the fingers until you reached a certain number, and then you knew that was the one who was going to be the Kohen who would do this avoda. They had in other services for the Beis HaMikdash in this lottery as well. See the Gemara in Yuma. Okay, and the issue of producing the thumb is a concern for deception in this lottery. The Gemara then continues. We are now at the end of the second wide line. Right now we're just describing what the process was. So the process was that it would be whoever wanted to do it would get up, they would have a race, and then the race was the way you decided it, and if you had a tie, then you did this lottery thing instead. So the Gemara now continues to say, Maisa, it once happened, and there is an alternate edition in the Bach, Bishnayim, Shayu Ratzin Va'olin Bekevesh. It once happened that, or should you shove in Ratzin Rolin Bekevesh? You had two people who were neck and neck running up the ramp. One of them shoves the other one, and the other one falls and breaks his leg. Ukshero, based in Shayubon, Lide Sakana, based in saw that this was dangerous. They said, you know what, let's just go straight to the lottery. We can pass on the race. So Abaye says that the Mishnah having two different options, one option being whoever wanted to do it, whoever wanted to do the truma would get up and tovel, and then without any lottery, and then it mentions the lottery. The answer is that the first one is talking about when they did the race, and then the second one that mentions the lottery is talking about when they got rid of the race. Rava Amar Idibidi Lachar Takana. Rava says no. That, you don't need to explain it that way. He says, both parts of the Mishnah are referring to when there was indeed this takana, this enactment of not racing, just doing a lottery. V'achi ketani, and this is what it's saying. Mishu rotza lavo lefayes mashkin v'tova lachlei ava mamuna. Anybody who wanted to participate in the lottery had to get up, go to mikvah, before the designee showed up, and then they would do the lottery.